Good afternoon, and welcome to everybody to the 2014 shareholders meeting for Crawford & Company. It's my pleasure to welcome you. I'm Charlie Ockrent. I'm the non-executive chairman of the board. Before we go any further, I will introduce the directors who are present. And again, we may have a couple that join us, but Jess Crawford is here. He's on the board. Joy Johnson is on the board. Roger Day has joined the board last July. Russ Honore, Lieutenant General Russ Honore, just walked in the back there, as did George Benson and Harsha Agati. So we now have, and then Jeff Bowman and I are on the board as well. So I think we have, is that everybody?
Yeah.
And Jim.
Jim is not here.
Jim Edwards fell ill earlier today. He was on a conference call, but fell ill earlier today. Also present today are Alan Nelson, Corporate Secretary and General Counsel, who will record the minutes of the meeting. Suzanne Switz, right? Wells Fargo Share Owner Services, and our Inspector of Election. And is Todd, I didn't see,
Todd's
yeah, here. Todd's here. Hey Todd, Todd Ash of Ernst & Young is here, who are the auditors for Crawford & Company and have published the audit for 2013. At this time, I'd like to call on Mr. Nelson to make his report.
Thanks, Charlie. I present a proof by affidavit that notice of this meeting has been duly given and that a proxy statement has been mailed to every holder of record of the Class B common stock of the company as of March 10, 2014. I also report that the Inspector of Elections, Suzanne Switz of Wells Fargo, has signed and filed a certificate with me stating that the holders of a quorum of the Class B voting stock are present in person or are represented by proxy at this meeting.
Okay, thank you. I now declare that the 2014 annual meeting of Crawford & Company shareholders is officially convened. The first order of business is the election of directors. The board of directors is nominated for election the nine individuals named in the proxy statement, who are the nine people that we introduced earlier, to act as directors for the ensuing year or until any successors are chosen. Are there any other nominations for director? Okay. Hearing none, I declare that the nominations for director are closed and open the floor for any discussion of the nominees. Okay. The next item for vote is proposal number two in the proxy statement, which is to approve the amendment to the Crawford & Company Executive Stock Bonus Plan to increase the number of shares of the company's Class A common stock available under the plan by 4 million shares. Is there any discussion of this? The next item of business is proposal number three in the proxy, the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young as independent auditors for the company for 2014. Also, at this time, Ernst & Young and Todd Ash are available to answer any questions that you may have about their role as auditor for the company. Any questions or comment about that? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to the voting. If you've already sent in your proxy, there's no need to cast a ballot. I'm looking at Jess. Unless you wish to change your vote. Otherwise, the proxy committee will vote your shares as you directed. Is there anyone who wishes to vote by ballot? Please raise your hand at this time. Okay. While the votes are being tabulated, let me have our CEO, Jeff Bowman, say a few words about our business over the last year. Jeff, over to you.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Charlie. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jeff Bowman, President and CEO of Crawford & Company. I actually look forward to this meeting because it's the end of 2013. It's only a 17-month year now. Okay, also with me today are members of the Global Executive Management Team, Bruce Swain, who's our CFO, Alan Nelson, obviously our General Counsel, Chief Administrative Officer, Kevin Frawley, Head of the Americas, Vice President, Chief Exec, Ian Mures, who's based in London, Executive Vice President, Chief Exec of EMEA and AP. I think Danielle is away today, she's with clients. David Isaac is away, and Mike Reeves is away. Emmanuel, Manny Laurier, Head of Sales, is here. Vince Cole and Brian Flynn. So Welcome, everyone. In my letter to shareholders earlier, I included some detail about what we're going to cover today. I'd like to briefly just touch on some of those particular topics, mainly our 2014 first quarter results, which were announced on Monday. So my remarks will include some brief highlights of that, and also the 2013 financial results. I'll then, if anyone's got questions afterwards, be delighted to answer them. It's important, I think, that regularly we take a pause from focusing on our day-to-day work and remind ourselves of the core of our company. Our portfolio of integrated solutions is known as the Crawford Solution. The Crawford Solution offers the industry the most comprehensive suite of integrated claim services, business process outsourcing, and consulting services for major product lines, including property and casualty claims, workers' compensation claims, medical management, and legal settlement administration. And since 1941, we have continuously worked to develop new products and services to meet our clients' evolving needs and challenges. From data collection and analytics to employee performance and organizational effectiveness, we deliver solutions to improve our clients' claims management capabilities. More details on the Crawford Solution are available on our interactive online annual report. 2014, Crawford's theme is across borders, across businesses, integrated solutions. This is focused on offering new ideas and a robust variety of services to our clients around the globe to offer more comprehensive, unified value. Across borders, we have a unique cross-border capability within our corporation, which is a way we differentiate Crawford from our competitors and give carriers who have limited capabilities to service their clients. Across businesses, today more than half of our revenue derives from business process outsourcing and consulting services within the Crawford Contractor Connection Network, Legal Settlement Administration, and Broadspire. Crawford is dedicated to technology innovation to help clients achieve their own business goals as well as enhance our own capabilities. Our integrated solutions. Many of you may have picked up, we recently announced the new Broadspire hubs in Canada, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Australia, cementing Broadspire's position as the world's first truly global TPA, and a unique differentiator for us as an organization. And in the past 12 months, we have also launched Crawford Specialty Markets globally. Specialty Markets represents our product offering in the areas of energy, marine, aviation, forensic accounting, and mining. Again, in our online annual report, you will find five case studies that highlight our work in those different areas. And I really encourage you to read them to get into the depth of the information we provide. In technology, Crawford continues to invest in technology to deliver further process improvement, cost efficiencies, accuracy, automation, and analytics. A great example of our award-winning technology investment for our clients is our mobile accessible CAT connection software that links Crawford employees into our claims management system, expediting claim setup and deployment of adjusters. Our use of CAT connection was in response to flooding in Canada last year. The effort consisted of handling more than 7,000 assignments for about 60 clients, and CAT Connection helped us rapidly deploy more than 150 claims adjusters from the US to a number of Canadian provinces. In other areas, our GTS mobile websites emphasize our company's global reach and strategy, and our technical services, resources, and experience. There are many, many other examples of our innovation and use of technology we have deployed. And again, on our online website, you'll be able to find examples of those. In terms of our financial results, Crawford & Company's 2013 results mark a five-year period of growth and improved profitability for the corporation. Since the recession several years ago, Crawford's revenue before reimbursements have grown at a compound annual growth rate of nearly 4% through 2009 to the present day, and consolidated operating earnings have grown by 79%. We've reported growth in net income and diluted earnings per share on a relatively flat revenue performance for 2013, reflecting in part global absence of major weather events over the past 12 months. Revenue before reimbursements totaled $1.163 billion and consolidated operating earnings were $94.9 million. Our net income to shareholders was $51 million for 2013, an increase of 4% over 2012. And consolidated diluted earnings per CRDA share were 93 cents in 2013 and 91 cents in 2012. Diluted earnings per CRDB shares, which are our voting shares, were 90 cents in 2013 compared with 87 cents in 2012. This performance reflects an increasing strength in a number of our business units and gains in operating earnings for 2013. In addition to our achievements in operations, we made important gains in strengthening our balance sheet by reducing our net debt and underfunded pension scheme obligations, while delivering nearly $78 million in operating cash flow for the year. Our total third-party debt decreased in 2013 by almost $29 million. During 2013 fourth quarter, Crawford amended its revolving credit facility, extending the maturity to 5 years, as well as increasing the credit line to $400 million and reducing borrowing costs. After reflecting cash on hand, the company's net debt was just under $62 million, which was the lowest level since 2005. We continue to reduce our underfunded pension obligations. Our pension liabilities at the end of 2013 was $103 million, the lowest level since 2017, and a 52% decline from pension liabilities at the end of 2009. As a result, we believe Crawford enters 2014 well prepared to invest in market-leading solutions for our clients and respond to opportunities as they emerge. As I mentioned in my opening comments, we released our quarterly earnings on this past Monday. The highlights were revenue was $275.3 million, consolidated earnings of $14.1 million, net income of $6.7 million, diluted earnings per share 12 cents for CRDA and 11 cents for CRDB. The first quarter was way below our expectations, despite the fact that they reflected profitable results in all segments, a meaningful improvement in two business units in particular. We were pleased to report a recovery in our Americas business based on higher case levels and strong volume, and a margin return in our Broadspire operations. Operating earnings in the Americas segment more than doubled for the first quarter of 2013, as our Canadian operation showed improvement and we saw continued strong growth in our contractor connection operations. This more than offset the slowdown in catastrophe claims year over year due to the comparison with 2013, which included Superstorm Sandy in the northeast of the USA. An anticipated decline in revenue in EMEA AP segment was due to the finalized claims arising for the 2011 catastrophic losses in Thailand, which was accelerated by benign weather in the European and Asia-Pacific area. And while we are making great progress with our clients in the new specialty markets area, we missed our initial revenue projection, which impacted those results. So, as a corporation, we are acting positively on opportunities to reduce costs and improve our revenue performance in all segments, which will improve results as this year progresses. Looking forward, some of our key goals in 2014 include the following. First, we will be working actively to deliver new and incremental revenue in all of our business segments, and I am very encouraged by the opportunities that we are seeing at this particular moment. Second, we have in place cost management initiatives in EMEA AP and the USA Property and Casualty Division to ensure that overhead is balanced with revenue performance and margin gains are available. These initiatives also detail our intent to enhance our data management and analytics capabilities to further improve and the efficiency and flexibility of our claims management services, to develop new lines of business and ultimately further enhance our service to clients. So in summary, our 2013 results are evidence of the benefit of having a balanced operations in an unpredictable market. In 2014, we will continue to promote excellence in our developing business operations. We expect to further expand market share, invest in technology, and deliver operational efficiencies, and capitalize on the client opportunities that present themselves in the coming year. We are optimistic about our outlook going forward, and will continue evaluating the marketplace in pursuit of global opportunities that will allow us to capitalize on our core strengths and strategies, all while enhancing our offerings to clients and returns to shareholders. I'd like to take a moment to thank long-time board member Jenna Wood, who retired from the Crawford Board of Directors in 2013 after 16 years of service. His contributions to our company were many, and we will miss his guidance and experience. We were very fortunate to be able to welcome Roger Day to our board of directors. Roger's global insurance industry experience and operating acumen are a great asset to the company as we look forward. So on behalf of the entire management team and our board of directors, I would like to thank our employees for their devotion, enthusiasm, and continuous effort towards exceptional service, as well as our shareholders for their support. Our future remains vibrant with a broad array of opportunities, and our strategic plans reflect optimism, excitement, and dedication to our operational and financial successes in 2014. Thank you very much for that. I'd also like to just acknowledge Mary Harrison, who's here. I haven't seen for probably 7 years, and she's an ex-Crawford employee. I don't think she's seen many people she recognises, but welcome, Mary.
They're all good.
So with that, any questions? No questions? That's good news. That ends 2013 for me. Thank you.
Prior to announcing the results of voting, I would like to remind everyone that some of the matters that have been discussed in this meeting may include forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. The company's actual results achieved in future quarters may differ materially from results that might have been implied by such forward-looking statements. For a complete discussion regarding factors which could affect the company's financial performance, please refer to the company's Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2013, filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, particularly the information under the headings Business and Management's Discussion and Analysis of Financial Condition and Results of Operations. Charlie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, thanks, Alan. Does the Inspector of Elections have preliminary results of the voting?
Yes. Each of the board's nominees for director received an excess of 18,690,446 votes. On the approval of the addition of 4 million shares of Class A common stock to the Crawford & Company Executive Stock Bonus Plan, the preliminary vote was 14,305,317 shares for, 6,495,080 against, 32,232 abstaining. On the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP as independent auditors for 2014, the preliminary vote was 22,292,992 shares for, 86,618 shares against, and 12,816 abstaining shares.
Okay, thank you. I declare that the nine director nominees named in the proxy statement, each of whom received a plurality of the votes cast, are hereby elected as directors of the company for the ensuing year. That the addition of 4 million shares of Class A common stock to the executive stock bonus plan is approved, and that Ernst & Young is ratified as the company's independent auditors for 2014. These are preliminary figures only, and the final tally will be certified by the Inspector of Elections. These final figures will be available through the Corporate Secretary, Helen Nelson. Is there any other business to come before this meeting? If there's no further business, I declare that this meeting is adjourned.